Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Thursday, there is heartbreaking video I showed last night on my TV broadcast, The No Spin News, showing three sisters ages 7, 5, and 18 months being rescued by Mexican authorities on the southern banks of the Rio Grande River. The girls are crying, no adults in sight. Thousands of unaccompanied minors have been caught up in President Biden's insane lax border policy. Migrants attracted to the border because they believe they can easily enter the USA have absolutely no control over their destinies. Some make it here, some die in the attempt. The Mexican cartels do whatever they want to these defenseless people. President Biden and the Democratic Party look away, failing to even address this enormous human rights danger they themselves have caused. Millions of people are at risk, not to mention Americans who are getting hurt by uncontrolled immigration. Yet President Biden does nothing. He fiddles while abandoned little girls cry in the bush. By the way, Mexican authorities have placed them in foster homes. Nobody knows who their parents are. This is horrific and should spell the end of Joe Biden's credibility as well as a progressive movement which demands open borders. But it will not, because the corrupt press remains invested in the president and his far-left masters. In fact, this little girl story was not even covered by the liberal media. It's almost impossible to digest. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.